With me is Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. We speak with Peter after Great X has its board meetings, and you had one.
We did.
And back to school, I'll bet.
A lot of back to school. You have your budget meetings and what have you in May, and you hope that, you know, some of it is at least true when you get the kids showing up in September. And in our case, you know, I think we're pretty set there. We have some variations from what we thought. Enrollment is where we thought, but some other things are slight variations. But really didn't end up having to spend much time there because we're pretty much on track. And a lot of our conversation then turned, talked a little bit about the MCA results that were out, but again, not so much of that. And a little bit about what's new and what we're looking forward to in this coming school year.
Let's talk about math, because you're looking at your math curriculum, and tell me about that.
Okay. One of the areas that we've been reasonably successful with, but not where we want to be, is in our math. And I think it's in part because we haven't really been able to pull math into our educational philosophy and goals and mission the same way we have with other subjects. It always seems to be hard to create activities and independence and what have you when so much seems to be very linear, very structured, and very much skills-based. And what we've found this last year, we've spent some time teachers doing some curriculum mapping, what have you, and we've found some ways that we're excited about to begin to address the individual learning styles of different students, to create some independence, to be more individualized in terms of the instruction and interventions that we have for students regarding math, and allow them to engage in math in a way that's more consistent with how they are successful in other areas.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, it's not
easy. In a word, yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I think, you know, part of it is for us rethinking this idea of differentiation. Differentiation is a pretty straightforward concept in most ways, though you're thinking about forward and back. How do I differentiate this unit for a student who is advanced and needs to go further forward, or how do I differentiate it in a way that provides support for students who aren't quite there, and in other words, I have to go back and pick them up and move them into the right time zone. And what we're thinking, I think, more is how do we move sideways? How do we go broader with this idea so that students who are much more spatial or kinetic in their understanding of how the world works, or needing to apply concepts in a different way, can engage and approach with mathematical concepts that might be really understood easily and quickly by someone who has a much more language-based understanding of how things work.
Well, it sounds to me like it's going to require some rethinking and retooling on the parts of the people who actually teach the subject.
It is. And quite frankly, you know, a lot of what we do at Great Expectations puts an undue burden, perhaps, on the teachers in that you can't walk to the, you know, local bookstore or even order online the, you know, the Great Expectations way of teaching, you know, differentiated mathematics or anything. Many of the units that we teach and students are engaged in are the work of teachers, either, you know, individually or collaboratively creating units that integrate standards from a variety of disciplines that make it engaging and are responsive to the students' abilities and needs. So it is quite a bit of work for them, and we have set aside much of our professional development time to work on that particular aspect.
Well, this obviously does not sound like one size fits all, which most of the state testing is designed to accommodate.
Yes.
Can't do that, can you?
No, and it is hard because, you know, there are values and benefits to having standardization and having consistency, but that's not how people are. People aren't standardized and consistent. You want a standard, you want to measure, but, you know, I would hate to, you know, walk into, you know, the clothing store and say this size is about this big. You know, there needs to be some measurements and some things that are concrete. But when you're talking about individuals and personalities and learning and the things that drive them to be lifelong learners, it's not standardized. It's not consistent. We don't learn in a fixed at a fixed rate over, you know, the 12 or 13 years of public education. And so it has to, I believe, we have to be able to accommodate not just the different ways that, that individual students learn, but the different rates and approaches that, that individual students experience as well. Not in a straight line, but maybe more stair-stepped or more circumnavigating topics, you know, repeatedly until they get there and they understand it and can build on it.
So the kids behind you on this?
I'm sorry?
Are the kids behind you on this?
Well, the kids, you know, it's kind of like shoppers vote with their paychecks and their pocketbooks, right? Kids vote with their attention. When you are on the mark, student, you don't have to worry about classroom management because students are engaged and they're productive and they're happy. And we've seen a lot of that. Students who are engaged in the projects, who like the activities that are there. Certainly we have our share of, you know, drilling and practicing and the things that are, you know, the I guess, necessary evils. I hate to say that because it's not evil if it were necessary in this case, but it's the things that are less exciting, less engaging. We have aspects of that. I don't want to say we don't. But the fact that students in general are engaged and happy and productive in their own learning and feel some control and choice in their own learning makes a difference. And they are, I guess, indicating that, that that's what they like.
I take it this will be an ongoing discussion between board members. And
absolutely. You know, as board, you know, as our board begins to look at, you know, who we are and who we want to be and how we want to greater align ourselves, this idea has to begin to filter through everything. When we budget, what are our priorities? When we do professional development, what are our priorities? When we assign the different areas of emphasis for our planning and what have you, it has to be aligned with these fundamental mission and goal kinds of purposes. So.
Okay. We've been speaking with Peter James. He's the administrator at Great Expectations School. Thank you very much, Peter. And, well, good luck with math.
Thanks so much.